Yo, minasan, and welcome back to Manga Sensei. I'm your host, John Sensei. What is John? I was called yesterday in one of my classes, Johnny-kun. I haven't called Johnny-kun in a long time. I mean, when you hit 26 or so, like, you don't hear kun as often. But I was called Johnny-kun yesterday, and it made me feel really, I don't know, small. I don't know how it was weird. With that, though, let's jump into today's lesson. Today, we're talking about ijo, and usually this is said as ijo-wa. Now, we've been talking all this week about I. Now, I is a postmark in time and space, and we use things like inai to be in that particular time, igai to be outside of it. Then we have ika, which is below something, and then izen iko for before and after. But there's a particular useful one, which is ijo. Now, ijo, this is a long u sound, has a particular use, which is, two particular uses, and we should start with one and move on to the second. Ijo is not only used to indicate something that is above something physically, but it's also used to make a connection between two things. This is used usually as a conjunction between two sentences or two clauses. So one thought that's connected to another thought in the same breath, okay? Now, ijo is usually marked with a very logical or natural connection. So you're not going to see this a lot in opinions, unless it's a very, very strong opinion. So I'm not going to just be like, blah, 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 sono ijo, and then just continue on. I'm going to say that unless there's a natural or logical connection between the first clause and the second clause, okay? So my first clause when I use ijo is going to be identifying that obvious thing. And the second thing is what I think has a connection to it. So for example, if I say, Amerika ni kita, right? So I have America, I came to America, America, ni, kita, and then I have ijo wa, and now I'm starting my next sentence, right? Ijo wa, eigo wo shikkari manabitai, benkyou shitai. So my first sentence is, since I've coming to America, moreover, which is usually how you say it, or you can also translate it as since, now that, as long as. Eigo, which would be English, wo, my object marker, yoku manabitai. I really want to learn English. So I have my first clause, which is since I've come to America, and the second clause is I want to learn this. Now, that's a logical connection. I've come to this country, now I want to learn the language. And so it's a logical or natural connection. Now, I can say something that I feel about something. So if I say, shakain de aru, ijo wa, shigoto suru beki da. So in this case, I have shakain, which is a person that has graduated from university and is a member of society. Dearu, so the person that is one. Ijo wa, moreover, on top of that, so long as they are shigoto, they should have a job. Suru beki desu, they should have a job. So I've made an emotional point, but I feel there's a strong logical connection there because they're a shakain. Now, the difference between these things and like soste, a soste implies sequential, and then other things like kagiri would be can be usually replaced by this, but that's also going to give an image of like so long as subject one, subject two, right? Now, an important thing to also know about ijo is when we have these sentences highlighting clause one, ijo, clause two. Again, this is again a little bit more of an advanced grammar point. As long as we have that logical connection, we need to have the thing that goes on top following, okay? So we wouldn't have the reason or the thing that should be done on top of the other before. So we want to make sure everything's in order. Also, something kind of interesting is when you're done speaking at an event or when you're done with an informal email or when you just finish something, you can simply say, ijo desu. Ijo means... It's a funny thing that it kind of hangs in there is just means end. Everything above this, in other words. So when I often will hear when people speak, be like, それで ijo desu. Ijo desu. So this podcast here now is ijo desu. Hope you get that and hope that helps you out a little bit. And I'll see you tomorrow. Until tomorrow, じゃあね.